Oztech News, episode 11.
You're in control. Hello and welcome to Oztech News, where we bring you the latest spicy tech items, mixed with other interesting pieces from the web. I'm Brett James.
And I'm Sean Byrne.
What's going on? Another week, another episode.
That's right. It's Monday. I just came back from Sydney yesterday.
Yeah, big trip. How did it end up going?
Yeah, big trip. Very big trip.
Yeah.
Still slightly seedy. Didn't get much sleep, that's for sure.
You worked today, didn't you?
Yeah, today I did.
How was that?
I got back yesterday.
Yeah.
But yeah. Working was fine. Like, I went back to work and everything was all good.
Nice.
It's just like a normal Monday. Just like I had a big weekend.
Yeah. Oh, neat.
So that was cool. But jet stuff, flights, were so screwed up yesterday.
What'd they do?
In Sydney, it was really foggy or something. And
oh, that was on the news, wasn't it?
Like, I'm pretty
the 12-year-old soccer team, they got held up and had to stay at the airport overnight.
Something like that, yeah.
So but
this is earlier on in the day because my flight initially was at 1 o'clock.
Yep.
And a friend's flight was at 12:30, so they had to leave earlier to get there.
Mm-hmm.
They were running late, and they got there, and they're like, oh, there's going to be an hour and a half wait. And she's like, oh, my God. And then we're just kind of cruise up. We're kind of just on time.
Yeah.
And they're like, you've got a 20-minute wait. We're like, oh, okay. So we actually get there, and our plane leaves, like, before hers.
Because, you know,
basically what they try and do, right, is they try and make as many planes run on time as they can, but just make one plane run really late.
Yeah.
So, like, the percentage of planes on time is a lot better.
Yep.
So her plane initially was at 12:30.
Yep. So when did it end up coming back or leaving?
She left at 4 o'clock.
Ooh, 4-hour delay.
So she was there for ages.
Yeah. Oh, well, enough ramble. I suppose I'll talk about me stuff later on, but we'll get on to the first news topic, eh? You open it up for us.
Microsoft and Yahoo link IM systems.
Oh, yeah.
This is a story I got from mess.be.
Yep.
Basically, has someone reverse engineered it, or they've released their...
No, it's Microsoft shook their hands with Yahoo and said, all right, we'll open it up. So that means now MSN users can chat to Yahoo users using Yep.
Is that actually built into the IM at the moment?
No, it's part of Windows Live Messenger. I think that's... Is that Messenger or some new thing?
No, it is. It's just Windows Live Messenger instead of just Windows Messenger.
Okay, because I use Mevo instead of the normal stuff. So I'm not up to date for that.
Well, I use Truian.
Yeah, that's good too. But yeah, so using that live service, they're going to let people chat and add Yahoo users, and Yahoo's okay. Going to be able to do the same thing the other way around. I add MSN users and chat to them.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds like going to be pretty cool because what happens, right, is different parts of the world use different IM systems because I'm pretty sure it's either AOL or it's probably Yahoo. I'm not sure which one it is actually. That's what they use in the States, whereas, like, Australia and Europe and stuff, it's, like, MSN and, like, different parts of the world use, like, they just use
IM systems. Do you mean it's more popular?
Yeah, it's
more popular. So, like, French people might use Yahoo more, whereas in Australia it's pretty popular for, like, all the youngins to use, like, MSN because it's the thing.
It'd be cool to see the stats on that type of stuff, to see where most of the downloads come from and how many people are actually using...
The most users?
Yeah, like, so, like, how many people... In France, use MSN, so on, or in Australia, or in certain states, or something like that. That'd be really cool to find out, I reckon.
It would be neat. But, yeah, it's sort of neat to see this kind of linking between each program. It's sort of the goal originally of Truian in the first place, to have all of the IM services in the one program.
I wonder what kind of, why it dawned on them to link type of thing.
Services.
Yeah.
Basically, because they realised Truian and Mevo and whatnot taken over their shares, and they wanted to go, oh, wait, we still want people to use our clients and see our ads, so we'll open up and let you to chat to Yahoo users, who in turn are using their Yahoo client and seeing their own ads.
Because just the average like, consumer or internet user doesn't know about things like Turing and stuff. They just know, oh, I have to download AOL, or I have to download Yahoo, or I have to download MSN. So you can imagine all the little teenage kids and whatnot at home.
Do you reckon Trillion's like, sort of user-friendly these days now?
Yeah, I love it. It seems fun.
I mean, for like a novice user to install versus MSN, do you think it's sort of hit that mainstream sweet spot yet?
It's certainly becoming that way ever since like 3.3 and 3.1 have come out, in my opinion anyway.
Mm. I reckon it's getting there. It's still got a bit to go. Like,
I'm no bloody, I'm no, like, super advanced, but I'm no noob at it, so I know where I'm going and know how to install stuff.
And you like Trillion?
I like Trillion, yeah.
Nice.
I don't know if there's any new episodes out lately.
What?
Sorry.
Episodes?
Episodes are versions.
Stay tuned.
Oh my god, we gotta stop doing these at night.
Good times. Oh god, episode 3. Alright, next story. Yep.
Skype protocol.
Skype protocol reverse engineered and cracked. Right. I like
Chinese company claims to have reverse engineered the Skype protocol, allowing it to place calls over the Skype VoIP network.
Yes.
It's cool.
Basically, imagine, like, yeah, you go.
It'd be cool. It sounds like a really cool idea. Well, not idea, obviously, but you know how Trillion has all their IM clients and stuff in it.
Yep.
Be cool, like, for, like, Skype to be put into that as well.
Yeah.
This plugin.
That's a lot. What a lot of people are like. And they're like, oh, let's put it into my favourite program now.
Well, I use Xfire as well.
Yep. The gaming sort of chat and voice kind of
thing. Yeah. That would be cool if you could put that into Trillion as well and use it in the same way.
Yeah, it would be.
But I think it's the actual program that actually lets you chat while you're in-game.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Because Skype's sort of a proprietary protocol kind of thing, people worry that because it's been cracked open now, they'll sort of find any bugs, and it's obviously a peer-to-peer program as well. You know, like, say, Napster, LimeWire, all that kind of crap, BitTorrent.
Mm-hmm.
So they're worried that people, now that they've cracked it, they'll leech off people's bandwidth and, say, get a file from point A to point B using someone else's bandwidth, and they don't have a cent for it.
That sucks.
Yeah. So how this originally came about was that Chinese company, they called up some guy and it looked all funky on the Skype person's end. Like, it had no name. It was all blank and stuff. And like, what the hell? And the Chinese guy's like, hey, I own you. Probably not in those words, though. You there, man?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. I'm here. Just listening to you talk about it.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I haven't really read up on this story much at all.
It sounds good. I'd like to see it, say, integrated onto, say, a good mobile phone or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just like a low, really low-end, like, Skype version.
Yeah.
That works.
So you can sort of chat
just
via that.
Just the bare necessities, yeah.
Yeah. Or even put it onto, like, some MSN Messenger kind of thing. Because, like, all of them have, like, a voice chat feature on there, but most of them are fairly crap.
Like, yeah, MSN is horrible.
Yeah, it sounds like poo. Like, Counter-Strike in-game voice is, like, it's really low bandwidth, but it sounds pretty robotic. Like, everyone sounds the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's only because they're not trying to spike anyone's ping.
Yeah. They'd get their butt kicked for that. All right.
Next story. Urine-controlled video games. Oh, I remember when I saw this for the first time. It was great.
Yeah.
Basically, what it is a company, MIT Media Lab, have developed a game that where you can basically piss on a urinal, and it's like a joystick or a typepad or something like that, and you've got like an LCD screen in front of you, and you can like shoot stuff, and it's basically got games on it. And if you go to the link in the show notes, we got this from TechBlog, and there's actual like video there somewhere.
But that, in the video, they don't actually sort of use their doodads. They've sort of got, like, this little hose with water bottles, don't they? That's sort of strapped around
it's
them.
It's like a makeshift
thing. Anyway.
Thing. Yeah. But, yeah, really cool, though. Imagine that. Like, some cool clubs and stuff like that could have these in their toilets, and it's, like, a big hit. Because some people feel uncomfortable going to the toilet when there's a lot of people around, but some people don't.
Don't you think
imagine how animated people would get They're just like, wow, yeah, man.
I think more people would look at you then, or at least look at the LCD screen anyway. So you'd be like,
People waiting behind you are like, go, 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 yeah.
What kind of games were on there, like, in the video? I remember some kind of shoot 'em up where, like, these little birds were flying
just
around.
Just from the picture that I can see, it looks like Duck Hunt. Yeah. It really does. But obviously you can't just, like, control your
urine. They'd have to be short games, wouldn't they?
Shoot spurts. Well, yeah, they'd have to be. Because, yeah, how long does it take you to go to the toilet?
Yeah, well, like, if...
It'd take you, like, what, 30 seconds at most?
Yeah, and that's, like, if I'm tanked.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like, I mean, geez, I hope the high score table's, like, it's pretty much rigged.
I tell you what another good thing would be, is eventually if they actually started becoming some sort of mainstream occurrence in toilets all around the world, imagine the advertising that they could have on it. So, if you want to play it, you play it, and all of a sudden advertising comes up. Because before you start, you probably have to say that you'd want to use it. You can't just start, like, going to the toilet and then it just starts working.
Yeah.
So you'd, like, pick a game, like, you'd probably be touching.
I hope you wouldn't have to touch anything. I mean, come on. You're in a toilet.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, some kind of yelling or something like that. I don't know, though, like...
voice recognition.
Yeah. To anyone who'd be, like, advertising there, they'd have to be pretty careful, or else there'd be a pretty negative image. Like, when I think of Link's body spray, I think of weeing in the toilet.
That's not what you get. That's not what you're trying to do.
No.
No way.
Not because the ad popped up.
Yeah, you wouldn't associate it with going to the toilet. You go to the toilet, you'd associate it with, you know, toiletries. You could advertise, like,
right,
cologne
there.
and deodorant or...
toilet.
Viagra.
Yeah, I suppose
condoms,
that's a perfect
and stuff
role.
Like that.
Yeah.
Imagine an advertisement coming up with, like, this full-on raunchy...
and then you can't pee anymore.
Yeah. At the toilet.
That rigs you.
It'd get regulations damn quick, that's for sure.
Yeah. I suppose if there was that condom ad as well, they could say, you know, check out the condom machine. It's just to your left. And someone points it.
That's really... Yeah, that's full-on.
Ah, well. Next story is, and you skip this one, Valve to ship Half-Life 2 on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 in an updated form. So, Half-Life 2, popular PC game, it's going to be revamped and sent off to the, like, the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360 when they come out. And
okay.
Yeah, so when it's going to come out, it's going to be Half-Life 2, and it's also going to include the first two expansion packs, hopefully. Like,
okay.
Episode 1, that came out recently via download. And
I like your comment in the show notes.
What?
Duh.
Yeah. Well, anyway. It had to happen.
But, I know.
Yeah. And Episode 2 is going to come out with it as well, so that's sort of like the next sort of like episodic content for it. And this one has like a new multiplayer mode in it called Portal, which they're not revealing much about.
Did you have a link for this? Because I don't seem to have a link for it.
No. I'll have to find it again.
But, that's alright, we'll find it and put it in the show notes for you guys.
Yeah. And the other game, which is a really big story, is Team Fortress 2. Like, do you remember that game?
Oh my god, that's so old.
Yeah. Like, mad.
My friend used to play it before I started playing CS, and I started playing CS ages ago.
Yeah. No, it's gone totally different. Like, it's all retro cartoon styled now, and... It's like,
really?
Yeah, it's like, I remember the original shots from 98 or something like that when it first came out, and now it's sort of, it's gone cartoon shaded and stuff, so I'm like, what the hell, and it's very comic-y, like, there's a video, hopefully in the link, and,
we'll find one.
Yeah, and they're sort of all bouncing around and stuff like that. I don't think I really like the look. It's like, have you played the game 13?
13?
Yeah. It's like X-11, the one where he goes and assassinates people and stuff, and it's all retro kind of look. Here's a link to what the like that picture's sort of like in game of what they look like.
I'm at Planet Fortress at the moment.
Yeah,
it looks like old school Counter Strike, to be honest. It's different models.
Yeah, I think you're looking at an old picture. Check out the link. It's one with the Team Fortress logo, and there's like a big ass guy with some kind of rocket launcher. Yeah, so all the movements are exaggerated as well.
No, this is... okay.
Yeah.
I'll send you a link to what I'm actually looking at.
Great.
But,
okay. But yeah, so like the heavy weapons guy, he's going to be like this big bulky Arnie looking guy, whereas say the snipers or the camouflage guys, yeah, they're old pictures from 1998, by the way.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why they look so old then.
Yeah, check out the Wikipedia link.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, so that's what it looks like now, and like all the guys look a lot funkier, like the engineer looks like freaking Tim the Tool Man. Like, I remember Team Fortress 1, like, when I started playing online gaming fairly well, that was sort of out of the way. Like, and then it came back again with Team Fortress.
Oh, I tell you what it reminds me of.
Mm?
Worms. Like, that type of style.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose you're right there. They pretty much started the cartoon sort of look, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was heaps cool. I remember that.
Yeah. So, hopefully that comes out, and it'll be multiplayer with the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360.
Awesome.
Yeah, they should be good.
It'd be cool to play. I haven't seen like a cartoon shooter, like cartoon type FPS game.
Yeah? Oh no, man, you're missing out. That 13 game, it was very comic book style, sort of similar to Sin City.
Like, okay.
You'd pick up a knife and you'd throw it at someone and there'd be this little comic book cut out the top of it going into his face.
Alright.
Yeah, or you could pick up a broken bottle and sort of smash it into their neck and all this comic blood. Oh, and if you shoot a rocket launcher, instead of, like, a really big sound, there's, like, a bang, like a comic book bang kind of thing. You know, like, think Batman days.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, that's retro for
you. Is there any video of this?
Oh, I'll give you one after the show. But
all right, then.
Pretty funky. Should move on to the next story, though, eh?
podcast for your bus stop.
From your bus stop.
For or from whatever.
Well, if you have a bus stop, then that's cool.
Yeah, I got a bus stop in my backyard, man. Don't you?
Called a garage.
I'll let you talk about this one because I don't really know too much about it. I just read about it briefly.
Okay, so basically, there's a show on the radio called... Crap, it's a breakfast show. Nova 100 FM. So, what's the breakfast show in Melbourne? You'd probably know it, where there's Kate and Dave.
It's just called Breakfast... Morning, yeah, Breakfast Hughie, Kate and Dave or something.
Okay, yeah.
It's just a breakfast radio show.
Oh, cool. So, what will happen is all of the bus stops around, I think it'll be start with Melbourne, then move to other places, you'll go there and they've got little Bluetooth receivers and sender routers in there.
Yep.
So, if you've got your phone with Bluetooth on, it'll pop up there and it'll say, do you want to accept the file from the bus stop? And you'll go, yes. And it'll send the, current podcast to you.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
My brother actually downloads the Hughie, Kate and Dave podcast.
Yep.
Like, just from the Nova 100 site.
Yep.
So, seems like it's a pretty cool idea, considering that how many people now will have phones with Bluetooth or
capability.
Just wireless.
Yeah. Like, if I'm sure some laptops as well would have this feature as well.
Well, yeah.
Hmm.
Who's going to have the laptop on a bus stop?
Yeah, that's right. It's mainly.
I guess you could have it in train stations as well. Really?
Yeah.
Tram stops as well.
Yeah. Well, I guess a bus stop's perfect. Like, if you're receiving a podcast, I'm guessing it'd probably take a minute or two to receive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know you're waiting at the bus stop maybe a few minutes as well. So it works perfect. And as well as this, you get the podcast, and it'll also add a calendar reminder into your phone, telling you when the on-air cash giveaway's on.
Okay.
Yeah, so say it's on at 7 o'clock. It'll add a reminder, say it's 6:55, saying, oh, get on the radio and do the cash promotion thing.
Ah, that's going to be heaps cool.
Yeah, that's got heaps of potential.
I've never heard of this at all.
Yeah, well, it's all trialed, so if it works well, I'm...
It's trialed. Do you know where it's being trialed at all?
Melbourne.
Cool.
Yeah, happening this month. So, probably right now it's going on.
Awesome.
So, switch on your Bluetooth, guys. You might have something cool happen, besides hackers get into you.
That's another reason. Like, people are going to openly leave their Bluetooth, like, gateways open.
Yeah. Do you reckon Bluetooth's actually hackable, or is that all BS?
The early versions were very hackable, I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to fix them up really, really well. Otherwise,
Yeah, but, like, the current ones now on the phones.
Yeah, they're all good.
Yeah. Like, to actually get a file, it gets a message on your screen saying, oh, you've got to have your Bluetooth on in the first place, because no one can get you then. And then you'll get a message saying, would you like to receive a file from such and such? You'll have to manually press yes, and it'll download.
Yeah.
And then it'll say, do you want to run this file? And you'll have to manually say yes,
For one, if someone leaves a suitcase near it, it does exactly the same type of thing.
How do you mean?
So it says, do you want to receive this file, but it's actually a virus.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If it's a virus, yeah. But you've still got to execute that virus or install
it. But it could, disguise itself as Susie, Kate, and Dave.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Yeah, I guess people get a brain.
So, yeah.
Oh, well. It's a good idea. I like it. I'd like to see this around. Like, this is just specifically for Susie, Kate, and Dave. I doubt they'd ever open up for, say, any podcast, because you've got to be able to communicate with the bus stop then, and it'd sort of make it a bit too much complex. Too much complex? Wow.
Quality English tonight.
English good not.
English.
All right.
Well, have you ever been to that site?
Yes.
It's pretty funny.
Man.
Anyway, moving on. Massive price drops next Monday for AMD CPU series. There seems to be a significant price drop from what the prices I'm looking at in the show notes here.
Yep.
But I'll let you tell me about it because I'm not really up with all the pricing.
Okay. AMD said a while back, they're like, oh, when the new Intel chip's going to come out because it kicks out, but we're going to drop the prices by half. Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. So, for example, the AMD 939-pin dual-core X2 processor, the lowest-end one, 3800 Plus, that were worth a week or two ago about $435 from MSY.
Okay.
Yeah. And with this new price, which starts next Monday, they're now $246.
That is super.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about getting a new PC very soon as well.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Oh, if you're getting...
You've got an AMD processor, don't you?
Yeah, that's the processor I've got, the 3800. I paid $495 for it back at Christmas.
The X2, is it?
Yeah. Dual core is so awesome. You're missing out if you don't have it.
Yeah, I know. My brother's got the Intel version.
Yeah.
And that's really good from what I was looking at.
Is that the Core Duo?
I think so.
Yeah. Sort of like the one in the Macintosh books and stuff. MacBooks. Yeah.
It's quality, though. Yeah. My computer's still doing well for itself.
Yeah, but then you'll move up to a new computer and you'll be like, oh, man, why am I making excuses?
It's because I'm slowly, the performance is slowly decreasing. I'm not noticing it, so I'm just like, oh, it's still all right.
Yeah. As well as the 939-pin platform. The AM2 platforms jump down a lot as well, like the X2 5000. That's pretty much their highest end thing. That used to be around $800-$900. Now it's $466.
Yep. Oh, Jesus.
Huge jump down. But among all this stuff, this is because the Intel Conroe chips, which have just come out, they're dual core as well. Come with stuff like 4 meg cache. They're a little bit more expensive, but they whoop pretty much the AMD processors, almost by double. Like, for example, what games are there? There was a good one. Quake 3, they used as an old benchmark.
Alright.
Yeah, hopefully I remember all this right, but they got 700 frames per second, like, using their top-end stuff. Oh, it's an old game. And the dual...
Still 700.
Yeah. And the dual-core processors, the top-end one of them, got about 500. And that sort of varied from 500 to 400 to their lowest end. So it's a pretty huge jump. And this kicks even their Intel's older chips, which were pretty crap in comparison. So for people basically going out to get a CPU or new computer system within the next month, you're probably better off to wait for the Intel Conroe stuff.
Yeah.
Go the DDR2 route instead of buying DDR RAM.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Cause that's...
I just gotta hit up some websites and make sure I know all the hardware that I'm gonna get.
Yeah, I'll always research the stuff before you get it.
You just don't, yeah. Well, that's what I've done with my brother's computer. I just basically went there and kind of knew what are the main things that I wanted, and then just kind of got, you know, average stuff for everything else.
You sort of gunned it. Was that because you had a low budget, or?
Yes and no. One was because I couldn't be bothered because I don't want to put in too much effort.
There's something that's not yours.
Because he never does too much effort for me. So, bugger him.
That'll be funny if
he's got a good system. He's got a really good graphics card, that's for sure.
Yeah, what graphics card does he have?
No, some Asus 9800 GT or something like that.
What?
I probably don't even know what I'm talking about.
No, 78 GT probably.
7800, 7900 maybe?
Yeah.
I can't remember off the top of my head.
Popular?
Popular.
Turn in French. Popular.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Nice.
So, yeah, those Conroe chips, their names are basically like the lowest end one is the E6-3000. That's their lowest end one. That's probably around $400-$500. And that,
yep,
that kicks the pants off like their AMD's best processor, which is $1,200.
All right.
So, ouch. Sucks to be AMD right now. Next story is, this one is cool. I like it. 18 tricks to teach your body. Now, like, when I looked at this first, I was like, oh, I'm not this touchy-feely crap. But, yeah, it's pretty cool.
It looks damn cool. Like, just the slightest or smallest thing that happened to you just during the day,
yeah,
or whatever, you can just fix like that.
Yeah. Like, were there any ones you liked in particular?
Which was... I don't know, just all of them, really.
Yeah.
Feel no pain. That's funny. Cough and you feel no pain.
I like the...
We'll go through them. We'll talk briefly about each one. But the first one is, if your throat tickles, scratch your ear. So basically there's some type of, that's the first one.
Yeah.
So if you touch your ear, apparently it, sends some type of signal to the muscles in your throat and it spasms. So it kind of scratches your throat from the inside for you.
That's creepy, man, isn't it? That's like body hacks.
Oh my god. And then number two is experience supersonic hearing.
Like, do you believe that stuff? Like,
they say, like, if someone's talking really fast and you're having trouble understanding them at a party or whatever.
Like right now. Or,
exactly.
Hmm.
What they say is lean towards them with your right ear, because apparently your right ear hears better than your left, and it's better at, like, what does it say here? I'll try to find it. the left ear is the left ear is better at picking up music tones, but the right ear is better at picking out like fast talking people's or whatever.
Yeah.
Number three.
Do you reckon you know why that one is? Like, just briefly?
Well, I guess there's a left and a right hemisphere to your brain, so.
Damn it,
So each one just interprets information different.
So, like, your left ear goes to, that signal goes to the right one the fastest, so you're able to interpret that stuff easier.
Probably.
Invert the other way around.
Number three, overcome your most primal urge. So basically, if you need to go to the toilet or anything, they use an example here, fantasize about Jessica Simpson, because apparently sex preoccupies your mind or your brain, so you won't feel as much discomfort. That's kind of cool.
Man, wouldn't you hate to be that guy? Like, look at his name. Can you read that out?
Larry. Where is it? Oh, Larry Lipschitz. Schultz. Larry Lipschultz.
That's what he would have been called in school, too.
Lipschitz.
Yeah.
The shits. Shitter. Anyway.
And he's the chief of male reproductive medicine. How did you land that job, man?
I don't know.
Oh, well. Anyway.
Number four is feel no pain.
Yep.
German researchers have basically found out that coughing can lessen the pain to anything. So if you're having a needle or something, like some type of injection, coughing while it's happening will feel less pain.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Number five, clear your stuffed nose. An easier, quicker, and cheaper way to relieve sinus pressure is by alternatively thrusting your tongue against the roof of your mouth. Whoa. Okay. That's a weird one.
That's a bit weird. We'll probably skip a few. The one I like...
Oh, we'll just go...
I like, where the hell is it? Bugger. Stop the world from spinning. Basically, you hold your hand on the table to sort of, because that balances your ear stuff all out, so you're not spinning anymore. Where the hell was it? Oh, yeah, staunch blood with a single finger. This is number 11. So if you get blood nose right, most of the time what I used to do was, like, I just freaking hold me head back and choke on me freaking blood for a while until it stopped. I'm sort of like gagging. But, yeah, so this trick is to put some cotton on your upper gums. Don't worry about your gums. Just behind that small dent below your nose and press against it hard, because apparently most bleeds come from the front of the septum. I don't know what that is, but it's something to do with your nose. And it's the wall that divides your nose. So that'll sort of, like, pressing there will sort of stop the flow of blood.
Did you say the septum?
S-E-P-T-U-M?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Isn't that what they pierce or something?
Yes.
Ah, oh, I think I know what they mean now.
Yes, yeah. It's the isn't it the divider of your two nostrils? You
yeah.
push on that?
Yeah. Funky. I thought it was like something in your mouth or something, because you'd look pretty freaky doing that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell? I don't want to be sticking no cotton in my mouth.
Yeah, that's almost that's almost worse than having like blood gushing out of your nose.
That's right.
Yeah.
Any
other ones you liked?
I didn't read them all. I only read like the first few that I just read.
Okay.
One of them, some of them are pretty cool. Like they sound just by the title of it, Breathe Underwater, Wake the Dead.
I like that one. That one's about where if you wake up and you're feeling pretty seedy and say you got pins and needles.
Yeah.
Like, and you can't really get up because the needles get worse.
I've done that so many times. I'd sleep on my leg something weird and I wouldn't notice until I got up.
And then you can't
move.
I'd try to step
on my leg and I'd just fall on the ground. I'd be like, what the hell?
And you'd feel like an absolute idiot then, wouldn't you?
I know.
Yeah.
It's so bad. Or I sleep on my arm.
Yeah.
And then I just try to get up. Like, I lift myself up with my body and then I try to lean on my elbow.
Yeah.
And I just fall back down. I'm like, what the hell? I can't feel my whole arm. And then I just grab my arm with my other arm.
Yeah.
Start hitting the wall with it, waking up. And then I can feel it again. I'm like, oh, my hand.
Man, that's cool. Anyway, the trick for that is you roll around on the bed. Like, say, you're sort of trying to roll down a road or something like that. And that's sort of putting pressure on different areas. So it sort of gradually gets rid of your pins and needles. So then you can get out without looking like a tard. Yeah, that's not bad.
Tis.
Yes.
Well, make sure you check out the link in the show notes because the link will be there for you to see all these 18 tricks. What a weird number, 18. Surely they could, like, pick another two.
Oh, yeah, but then they might be two. They might be really crap. And you're like, they might be the first two. And you look at it and you're like, eh. And then you just go over it. Here's one last one. Number 18, read minds. If you're giving a speech the next day, review it just before you go to bed. And that's because apparently most of your memory stuff happens when you go to sleep.
Okay.
So it's more likely to go into your long-term memory and basically you'll remember it without having to panic as much.
I wish I knew that in high school.
I don't think that would have helped much.
Hey, what are you trying to say, huh?
Nah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Next one.
Multi-touch sensing screen is like an... What an Intuos tablet on steroids.
Have you heard of the Intuos graphics tablet?
No. And I have. I just didn't recognize the word because it looks weird.
The only thing wrong I'd done on the show notes was spelt steroids wrong, I think.
No, yeah, you did.
Great.
Bastard. Yeah. If I had to try to say that, whatever.
Yeah.
This is cool. We done a show earlier on in one of our early shows, didn't we? One of the stories was about tables. Is this the same thing? And just...
No, this is different. Like, that first story was about a table at nightclubs where you could sort of wave your hand above it and interact with it as if it was an interactive video.
I had a feeling this was the same thing, just like they just developed it more.
Nah, different tech and stuff. But tell
us
about it.
This is heaps cool.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a touchscreen type thing, and it's got heaps of cool features on it. Like, it traces all your fingers on it to do different things. So, like, one, you can draw... Another one, you can move bubbles and stuff around, or you can make your own shapes.
One of them doesn't sound exciting by that, but picture it this way. One of the modes is like a lava lamp.
You can pick up those lava bits, and if you hold on to them for long enough, they start changing colour and
they'll
stuff.
They'll heat up, yeah, and they'll sort of mix with the rest of it. That's pretty cool. You could probably tell us about the photo one. That's pretty amazing.
Don't remember it. Yeah, I remember the photo one. Like, basically, you can put... It has a bunch of photos on the screen, and you can, like, put your finger on one and drag it, and then you can put your fingers on two of them on each corner and move them apart, and it makes the photo bigger. I'm pretty sure you can rotate it and stuff.
Mm, sort of like a pinching motion. You're sort of grabbing the top right and the bottom left. And as that moves down, that's changing the area of the picture.
So, like... It's basically your own personal photo board as well, in that instance. I only watched, like, half of the video, because it's a video on the actual site, and it takes a little bit to load, but it's well worth it, I would say.
Yeah.
Is that a DJ one? I see one of records, or...
Yeah, there's, like, a record thing where he's scratching up music. There's another bit near the end of the video where he's, he's using basically Google to navigate around the world, and he's zooming in using it.
All right.
Another one is a cool little flash application where his fingers touch. It's drawing a string, and then he uses his other hand and touches, like, say, below it, and he's made a slingshot, pulls it back, and then lets go, and he fires the ball off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's kind of neat. There's another one where it's sort of like a Matrix kind of effect.
Yeah, I think I'm looking at that one now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's that one about? Because I can't remember it much.
I stopped watching because the music was too loud in my headphones.
Ah, fair enough.
But yeah, very cool. Very, 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 very cool.
Yeah. The main thing about it is that you can touch it in more than one spot at once. Like, if you look at your computer right now, and if you're somewhere else, then you can't look at your computer. But if you've got a mouse moving around, that's all you can do. You can't plug in another mouse and have a second cursor on the screen.
Yeah, that's right. Whereas this, you can use more than one finger. So you could have two mouse on the screen. Mouses.
Yeah, so...
Mousy mouses.
Potentially, people might say, oh, this would be awesome for World of... not World of Warcraft, that's blasphemy. Like a real-time strategy game, they might click somewhere else, send him off. You know, do that for multiple units at once.
Like select and grab people, like two groups exactly the same time and push them, and will make them attack certain people, or you could quickly just press your finger on them, tell them one guy to attack certain people.
Yeah.
Or you could loop with your finger or put your hand on it and
select. Like a lasso kind of control.
Yeah, that'd be heaps cool.
Yeah, that sounds a bit similar to what they did with Black and White, where you've got like a hand on the screen, a disembodied one, and like if you draw, say, like an F, it might unleash this big fire spell out of wherever you've pointed it at. But it's nowhere near as good as this stuff, though. The video's fairly long, but it's cool. There's a bit at the start where there's like these swirling motions. It's pretty hard to describe that stuff, isn't it?
It really is. You really got to check it out. Look at the screenshots and the video. It's really cool.
Yeah. Oh, it's also called FTIR. Bonus points if you know what that means off your head, because it's pretty silly.
No idea. Right. I didn't even hear you, actually.
FTIR. Frustrated Total Internal Reflection. That's what it uses to sense. So it's going to sort of like one day revolt against you and create the next T-1000 or something like that. Because it's frustrated.
Sick.
Yeah.
Sick. 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 Anyway, I'll
shut up now.
That's
next story, I think. Yeah, good idea, man.
It is. Next story is your story. You love this. I've watched a anyway, you can watch the first 24 minutes of A Scanner Darkly.
Yep. That's a hand-drawn...
I want to get online. I need a computer!
...kind of animation, which is rotoscoped, and it's starring Keanu Reeves, so it's sort of a big-profile kind of movie.
Well, it's not just Keanu Reeves. It's Keanu Reeves, Robert Downey Jr., Woody Harrelson... Ryder. And Winona Ryder, so they're four pretty major actors.
Yeah, it's pretty damn big, and the storyline's based on a book by the guy who did Blade Runner. Like, that's a pretty popular sort of cult movie, so it's not just a one-off shot, it's a pretty big movie. And this is showing off the first 24 minutes of it before it's in the cinemas.
That's such a teaser. Because you just want to watch the rest of this.
That's a lot.
Marketing ploy.
Yeah, like that's almost a full TV show. Like, if I was to get, say...
Well, isn't, like, Family Guy in that, like, 20 minutes?
Yeah, like, because you cut the ads out and that's how long they are.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's a pretty big chunk of the movie. Like, say if it was 90 minutes, you know, I'm seeing nearly a fourth of the movie.
That's right.
I'll regret that math.
Well.
Yeah. Your favourite video, what was that one?
Which one was it?
Well, it's in the link. I'll give you a hint.
Retro Rob.
Yeah.
Isn't that, That was the...
The birth of a new era.
It was.
It hatches out the egg.
I was just about to say Super Nintendo then.
Nah.
But it's the birth of Nintendo. It's the first Nintendo ad. Or at least one of the Nintendo ads.
I think it's
ads.
For one of their accessories.
I don't think it was...
Man.
No, it's for the whole system.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's... It's the...
video.
Radio. Not the radio.
The robot.
It's the little robot guy. He looks like, what is he?
Short Circuit, or there was some other Disney
movie.
Yeah,
Short Circuit. Yeah. Short Circuit. That's what he looks like.
That movie rocked, man. Short Circuit. That was my favourite movie when I was a kid. Especially the second one, when he had, like, this little super duper Elite Antenna Hacksaw kind of thing.
So I know.
So he stole, like, this remote control plane and rammed it up a guy's butt. Now, if a robot could do that, that's pretty cool. He deserved to bring
that's
me
That's pretty awesome. It's pretty funny how the way that you see, like, Nintendo, like, start... Well, it didn't really start it, but it's just started... Well,
yep.
The whole console era.
Mm.
Well, before then, there was, Atari.
Yep.
And, before that, or during that time, was Commodore as well.
Commodore 64.
Mm-hmm.
With the blue screen and the big keyboard.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. But this was the first actual full console, like, that, concentrated on the console thing.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, Sega came about at some stage. And then, later down the track, after Sega and Nintendo belted it out for a while, they're like, Sony's like, well, why can't I make one? And then this, what else was there? Oh, that Dreamcast was Sony's, not Sony,
I think I know
Sega
what you're trying
well.
To talk about. You're trying to talk about the Super Nintendo was all cool, and then they went to Philips and Sony, like, hey, make a CD drive. And they're like, hey, yep. Cool. And they were almost done, then Nintendo were like, eh, CDs suck. And then they're like, hey, screw you hippies. And then they made the PlayStation and totally owned the Nintendo.
They really,
so
they owned that market.
So that was their loss. That's pretty much it. I was going to say though, there was a big sale at Kmart earlier this week, the last week.
There was.
Yeah. I brought myself a GameCube.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just buy mine? I don't use it.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying. God damn.
Did you get any games with it?
Yeah, it was $99 and I got a game with it, and I got Super Smash Brothers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've got Need for Speed Underground.
For the GameCube?
Mine. Yeah.
I'm after more party games. Like, I mainly got it because it's got the four controller ports, and Nintendo have pretty good party games generally.
Yeah, they do, and most of the stuff on the actual GameCube run pretty well and fast, so
and loads
it's good in that type of fact, yeah.
I didn't really like Super Smash Bros. Much. Have you played that game?
It's an awesome game. I like it. It's like one of the only games.
I want games like where someone who doesn't play games much can jump in there and kick butt or have fun doing it.
Yeah,
like,
true.
What games do you reckon are like that?
I don't know, Mario Tennis.
Mario Party.
That's pretty cool. Mario Party is cool.
Yeah.
I think I've got that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't take much skill.
Yeah. Oh, fair
like,
enough.
I could play my mum and she'd be like, kick my ass.
That's like Tetris. I reckon my mum would probably kick my butt at Tetris.
I love Tetris. Tetris will never go out of fashion.
Yeah, that's sort of like a universal thing, isn't it? It gets ported to every console.
It does.
Yeah, and it's usually freeware, hopefully, all on the computer anyway. Good stuff.
I think we just got to wrap this up now. So, like, be sure to access or check out our website at oztechnews.blogspot.com. Be sure to subscribe. I say it every week, but we do need your subscriptions. So
do it.
Need to pass the word on.
We just want subscriptions, so we're sort of like, oh no, why do we want subscriptions?
Once again, like we said a couple of weeks ago, we have signatures, if email signatures or forum signatures, anything. Well, we'll make up for you at the moment. Send us email at oztechnews@gmail.com for all your
feedback. Haven't got any emails in a while. Like, we had one from Siphon a few weeks ago, but that was it, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't care what you send. Just send me emails.
Anything. It's fun. It's awesome when it's like a power rush or something when you get, like, an email saying, hey, this show rocks, or even this show sucks. Go eat a dog or something.
I'd rather not you send that, but anyway.
Yeah, it's good. The website you go for, is my throat, like, stuffed?
No, it sounds right to me.
Ah, well. Basically, if you go to that site, it's got all your show notes. And,
yep.
Yeah. Like, explain what show notes are, because, like, before I was doing this podcast, everyone, I'd listen to, like, say, Distorted View, and he's like, check the show notes for all these stories. And I'm like, what? What are show
basically, notes? Basically, the show notes are all the stories that we talk about on each episode of this podcast. So it'll give a brief description of what it is, and maybe some dot points, and it'll give you the link to where we got the story from.
Yeah.
And so you get all the information from that. So for all the major details of all the stories that we talk about, refer to our show notes, and you'll be able to check look it at out. Whatever you want.
That's kind of important to, like, check the show notes if, say, we're talking about a video or something like that.
Because a lot of the stories that we talk about, we only just kind of skim through the major details.
Yeah.
And you miss out on a lot of information. So if you're ever interested at all with any of the stories that we talk about, just check out the site and...
Like that multi-touch sensing screen we did last one, that's like what we talking about? Jeez, it's like, that does nothing compared to what the actual video looks like.
Yeah, no, it doesn't no justice.
Yeah, but, oh well, that's about it. I guess we'll finish up and it'll be time for another episode next week.
Correct.
And it'll be 12.
12, that's right. Anyway, guys, speak to you next time. See you guys later.
Catch you around.